With the passage of Proposition 30, the tax hike to fund education, many students, parents, and educators are breathing sighs of relief. The measure headed off $6 billion in cuts to education. Reporter Judy Campbell has more.
One immediate piece of good news came after Prop 30 passed. CSU students will have $249 back in their pockets, a refund from their tuition hike. But mostly, the cheers are about what's not going to happen. For instance, school districts are no longer threatening to lop weeks off of the school year. Governor Jerry Brown.
The good news is the state has been reaching into the pocket of school districts to take money out because it couldn't pay its bills. That day is over. We are now living within our means because of the cuts and because of Prop 30.
Brown says now the state can pay back its debt, and as the economy improves, money will start flowing back into schools. He estimates about $2,500 per student going into schools over the next 4 or 5 years.
This is not instant coffee here. This takes time and effort, but over the next few years, we're on a correct glide path.
Education reporter John Fensterwald with EdSource Today says Prop 30 stops the bleeding.
We've hit the bottom, and now we can start to look at some slow, gradual increases. Prop 30 is really important because it ends the structural deficit that the state had with its state budget.
And Prop 30 did something else, says Jerry Brown. Its passage shows Californians are willing to invest in the state.
Given the massive opposition and the skepticism about whether or not the state government of California can handle any more money, I see this as a vote of confidence. Voters have trusted the elected representative, and now we've got to meet that trust.
Still, Brown acknowledged many people did not vote for the measure, and legislators need to be aware there are still deep divisions in how Californians feel about taxes and their government. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell in Sacramento.